Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Monday, November 27th, 2023, 9:06 a.m. on this Monday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. I'm your host, David Boyle, in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, David.
How was your Thanksgiving weekend?
Oh, man. It used to be Thanksgiving Day, and then it became Thanksgiving weekend, and now it's stretching into Thanksgiving week.
Yeah. Yeah, that pretty awesome. Good to get together with family and enjoy some food. Maybe you watch some football, went on a hike, all sorts of great things to
do. Yeah, lots of good family time. It was awesome.
Yeah.
It's good to be back, but man, it's cold.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is definitely winter, and we're in that pre-Christmas season, and man, it is cold out there. So that's where we're at. Well, once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. Did you know Energy Fuels, operating right here in San Juan County, is powering America's economy by producing many of the resources essential for clean energy? Well, again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. Of course, Thanksgiving was Thursday, Black Friday, obviously on Friday, and you maybe got a couple good deals, but I don't think anyone had a better Black Friday than the town of Mancos, as the Mancos Blue Jays defeated Hoxton 40-0 to get their first Colorado 8-man football championship. So congratulations to the Mancos Blue Jays.
Yeah, it was a Blue Friday in Mancos and throughout the Red Rock country. But that's a big win, 40-0 in the championship game, avenging their only defeat of the season.
Yeah.
Culminating just an incredibly successful year. And boy, both offensively and defensively. I think maybe the only thing more impressive than scoring 40 points is also having a shutout on the defensive side.
So. Yeah. They look good. Yeah, that was those teams played each other earlier in the season, and it was all tied. You know, final buzzer goes. They're in the middle of their last play, and Mancos throws a pass. It's intercepted and returned for a touchdown, and they lose the game, you know, as time has expired. But, man, the Blue Jays left no doubt. Report from the Cortez Journal. You'll be able to read about it later on, but Ben Bradley with the special to the Journal, noting that the Blue Jays scored on the opening possession, then added three scores before halftime. Cale Wainman won the Most Outstanding Player Award with six touchdowns in the game. So, again, the Blue Jays just, you know, doing what they've done all year and winning big in the state title game.
Ending the fall sports season with a huge exclamation mark.
Yeah, another championship.
Now we start over.
Yep, 2 years in a row that one of our teams from the listening area has won the 8-man championship in Colorado. It's a big division and competitive, and Dove Creek ran the table, went undefeated last year, and Mancos gets their first state championship. So, yeah, congratulations to the Blue Jays. Very good. Again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Got a lot of other local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area to bring you this morning. Taking a look at some recent news out of the area and the latest Monticello City Council meeting. Members of the Monticello City Council signaled support of the city purchasing new Hideout golf course maintenance equipment. Hideout Pro Jeff Simon recommended an option to lease three pieces of equipment with the option to purchase the equipment for $1 at the conclusion of the lease. Another option would allow the city to purchase a zero-point turn mower at a decent price. Members of the council supported Simon's preference, even though leasing three new pieces of equipment may result in required adjustments to the budget. As a result, city administration at the meeting said they'll look at the cost of leasing one, two, or three pieces of equipment and present those options to the council at a future meeting. At the latest meeting, members of the Monticello City Council also approved a zone change that will allow a new owner to build apartments on a lot located at the intersection of 300 South and 100 West. The new owner of a local restaurant wants to fix up the property to provide long-term housing for employees. After a public hearing and council discussion, the zone change was approved from R1 residential to R2 to allow for multifamily housing. Members of the council expressed support for the change, noting the need for housing in the community, as well as the benefit of having that corner property cleaned up, that zone change approved unanimously. At the meeting, City Manager Caden Kulo also brought a plan to the council to conduct an employee compensation study. The study will look at the pay rate for city employees at similar-sized towns in the area. Kulo reported the change is in part due to the Utah retirement system changing some of its structure moving forward. At the meeting, the council also updated the fee schedule to allow the city to charge citizens who break secondary meter lines charge. The updated fee schedule allows the city to charge for hours of work and replacement of secondary meter lines for those who continuously break city property through any act or neglect. Again, that's the latest out of Monticello City Council. Here on the morning show, we've got more news and happenings coming your way, but we'll take a quick break and be right back. You're listening to The Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7.
Christmas is right around the corner, and Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, is all stocked up with lots of new merchandise. Christmas lights and decor are out and ready to sell. Save big on every safe in the store with up to $100 off. Come in and register for the Big Bear giveaway, and check out the new Yellowstone collection of Lodge cast iron cookware. All this and more for your Christmas gift shopping right now at Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store.
Did you know that rare earth elements produced at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding are crucial to the U.S. military? In fact, every F-35 Lightning fighter jet requires around 920 pounds of these elements. Rare earths are also used in night vision goggles, missile guidance, and satellite communications. Energy Fuels is proud to play a role in bringing these critical supply chains back to the U.S. Learn more at energyfuels.com.
Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, encourages you to think about winter this fall. It's time to clean up and tune up your furnace, and Moab Heat and Cool has an unbelievable fall special for Red Rock 92 listeners. Right now, get a full furnace cleaning and service for only $99. Don't miss this big Red Rock Radio Fall Furnace Tune-Up Special. Call Moab Heat and Cool right now at 259-1519. That's 259-1519. Take advantage of the big $99 furnace special this fall with Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer.
San Juan County Adult Education empowers students to gain the technical, business, or college skills necessary to enter the workforce. At San Juan County Adult Education, adult learners are given the opportunity to reach their personal, educational, and career goals. Students can earn a high school diploma, obtain a GED, increase their wage-earning potential, and decrease barriers to self-reliance. To learn more, visit any USU Learning Center in San Juan County or email Gina Grover at jgrover@sjsd.org.
Get ready for an unforgettable experience at Ute Mountain Casino and Hotel, the ultimate destination for nonstop entertainment in the Four Corners. From thrilling gaming action to mouth-watering dining, comfortable lodging, sports betting, and pulse-pounding bingo, Ute Mountain Casino is your go-to spot for live entertainment and now live poker at Ute Mountain Casino and Hotel.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Monday, November 27th, 2023, 9:16 a.m. Glad you joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Quick word from a sponsor. Morning Show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. You can book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We've got lots of local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. Latest out of the Times Independent, where I've been talking quite a bit about the U.S. Forest Service updated plan for the Manti La Salle National Forest, and comment period closed for that commenting on that plan. At their November 14th meeting, members of the Moab City Council provided their comments on the Forest Service draft environmental impact statement The update to the land management plan. Four letters considered. Of course, there are four alternatives within the plan. One being no action. Two being more human involved intervention. One being somewhat of a mix, and then another being more restrictive of limiting human influences and favoring wilderness areas over timber production, passive management. That was the alternative that the Moab City Council ultimately voted to approve, a letter supporting alternative D. The vote was by a 4-1 vote. The edit of the letter, the City Council asked that any reference to a previously proposed conservation alternative be deleted. Again, the most restrictive option was the one supported by the Moab City Council as part of those four Forest Service alternatives. It's something we've been talking about quite a bit. San Juan County and Monticello City also signed letters more in favor of the alternative B, which allows for more human intervention. Monticello made a specific request that that whatever option is chosen, that they're be able to continue with their water infrastructure projects, which are in the process of being approved by the Forest Service. Looks like they won't be impacted, but the city wanted to make sure that that was recognized as part of the plan.
Yeah, so this forest plan updated for the first time in decades. And then I know that the Bears Ears Management Plan is right around the corner too. So public land issues may be heating up or maybe making progress here in the Red Rock Country.
Yeah, so again, this plan is just, you know, kind of a draft of, you know, what it was last updated in the 80s. I want to say maybe 1986, but, you know, the idea is that this plan is just kind of an overarching document that, you know, directs how things are managed. You know, that these alternatives under consideration include approval of some wilderness areas, which were of particular concern for members of the San Juan County Commission, a couple of different options there to be considered, and a bunch of different information to be considered, and public officials and elected officials have been weighing in on that, so very interesting. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92, taking a look at some other news in the Red Rock listening area, latest out of City of Cortez and their municipal court system. Interesting report from Bailey Duran to the Cortez Journal. You can read it in full in the latest edition of the Cortez Journal and available online at the-journal.com. Duran reporting on the 90-day program that helps defendants deal with issues while partnering with local organizations. This program was launched in August, and the municipal court has cited issues with housing instability, mental health, and or substance abuse, and they are modeling a program after the American Bar Association's Homeless Court Program. So the idea is this voluntary program allows defendants or a person with a pending case, an outstanding court case or fines, and or suspended jail sentence to meet the first Monday of the month at 11 a.m., program is for 90 days of voluntary program. It's up to the defendant to decide whether they want to participate to join the program. The defendant informs the court of the decision, and then they work with local groups again to address some of these issues, you know, substance abuse issues, homelessness issues, and they work with these agencies for 90 days to address whatever issues are deemed in need of intervention. And then they're placed in a diversionary status. So, again, you can read the report in full in the latest edition of the Cortez Journal, but a new program, but under implementation for a couple months now. So a couple folks have completed the program. So an interesting report there by Bailey Duran to the Cortez Journal. You can check it out in the latest edition or online at the-journal.com. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. Quick word from a sponsor. Digino Energy Fuels is one of San Juan County's largest employers and is a proud supporter of the Red Rock Morning Show. Of course, as part of the morning show, we have funeral notices and memorial services throughout the Red Rock area.
Yes, there'll be graveside services tomorrow for Virginia Mary Ortega, 90 years old. That'll take place at the Dove Creek Cemetery at 1 p.m. It's tomorrow afternoon. Funeral services for Kay Tangren, age 85 of Moab, begin at 11 a.m. on Saturday at the Moab Stake Center of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints on Locust Lane. They begin at 11 a.m. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill. Once again, it is the morning show here on Red Rock 92. We'll go ahead and take another quick break and be back with more news and happenings on Red Rock 92.7.
Desert Rivers Credit Union is proud to team up with the communities in our corner of the state. A nationwide network of ATMs and branches, full line of mortgage products, local decision making, low fees and great rates for every credit score are just a few of the things we bring to the team. And to top it off, we are for people, not profit. Come by and meet our team at one of our four branch locations or visit DesertRiversCU.com. We love our communities and are proud to support our youth.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Redtail Air Connections is offering weekly air service to Salt Lake City. Fly in and out of your friendly Canyonlands Regional Airport to Salt Lake City International Airport. Arrive only 15 minutes before your scheduled flight, no long TSA lines, and a quick one-hour flight time. The easiest booking process and treated like a VIP. Book online today at flyredtail.com or by calling 435-259-7421. Come fly with us.
Looking to buy, sell, or refinance your home or property? Ask for the professionals at Anderson Oliver Title Insurance Agency. Anderson Oliver Title has provided title insurance and real estate closing services in San Juan and Grand Counties for 25 years. Anderson Oliver Title isn't just another out-of-town company. It's the only locally owned and operated title company in southeastern Utah. The owners and employees at Anderson Oliver Title are excited to support our communities and are proud to support high school athletics and activities.
Utah Navajo Health System is a series of community health centers providing medical, dental, and behavioral health care to Utah Navajo. With operations in Blanding, Montezuma Creek, Monument Valley, Navajo Mountain, and Monticello, UNHS offers a remarkable variety of services to our patients throughout San Juan County and the northern portion of Navajo Nation.
The Doobie Sisters Dispensary, located at 695 North Broadway in Cortez, offers the highest quality cannabis products. Locally owned and operated, Doobie Sisters is open Monday to Saturday from 9 to 7 and Sundays from 10 to 6. Don't miss our happy hour every day from 420 to 6. We also now carry Doobie Sisters Botanics from our own cultivation facility. Drop in or order online when you visit our menu tab at DoobieSistersCo.com. When you look for quality, look for Doobie Sisters at 695 North Broadway in Cortez.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Monday, November 27th, 2023, 9:27 a.m. on this Monday morning. Bill, November 27.
Yeah, 49 years ago today, that song we just heard, I Can Help by Billy Swan, was the number one song in the land. I always thought that was John Lennon growing up, but Billy Swan wrote that. He was a one-hit wonder. That was his by far his most successful hit. He said he wrote that entire song in 20 minutes. But that's an awesome song. 1974. On this day in 1973, it was 50 years ago today, Gerald Ford was approved to be the vice president after the prior vice president, Spiro Agnew, had resigned. He was approved by the Senate. He was a longtime member of the House of Representatives. Less than 1 year later, Ford would become the first and so far only president to serve who was not on an election ballot. He didn't run as president or vice president, but he was appointed, and then he moved in when Richard Nixon resigned in August of 74. And on this day, 1924, was the first Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. I understand they had the highest ratings ever. Everybody watched the parade on Thursday morning. Everyone but me. Did you watch the parade, David?
It was on. Yeah, we watched it a little bit, but not really.
I don't know if the ratings are precise enough. Because I think that is something that's on, but I don't know if people are watching it with bated breath to see what Mariah Carey's going to do this year.
Yeah,
I understand Cher had was obviously lip syncing in her song.
Yeah, I didn't see that. So
yeah, you missed out.
Yeah, Again, it's a good background noise for feast prep, I guess.
Yeah,
Macy's Day Parade. You know, everyone's working to get stuff
it's
ready.
The setting. And then,
then you take a break.
The audio soundtrack to Thanksgiving meal preparation, I guess.
Yep. Yeah.
All right. Today is Cyber Monday. This big day that once again you get online and you send your money somewhere else. We need to support local shopping here in the Red Rock Country as much as we can, but. Anyway, Cyber Monday is a big day. It blew up at some point in time and seems to be getting a little bit bigger and a little bit bigger. I was up in metropolitan area over the weekend, and man alive, the malls were stuffed. It was like 1970s mall rather than 2020 mall. But anyway, I think it was a big Black Friday, Blue Friday in Mancos. Birthdays today. Anders Celsius was born on this day in 1701 in Europe. Of course, he invented the Celsius temperature system. So on the Celsius scale, it was 12 below zero last night in Monticello. A little bit more dramatic than the 11 degrees that it was on the Fahrenheit scale, but cold nonetheless. Two of the all-time greats were born on this day. Bruce Lee was born on November 27th, 1940. He died in 1973 at the age of 32. Boy, he was very young when he died. He is named the most influential martial artist of all time. Of course, Bruce Lee and lots of movies. Jimi Hendrix was born on this day in 1942. He died in 1970 at the age of 27. He was named the greatest guitarist of all time by Rolling Stones magazine. And the sixth greatest musical artist of all time by the same group. So... something in the air on November 27th. Caroline Kennedy was born on this day in 1957, a couple of years before her father was elected president of the United States. Here's the big one. Jaleel White was born on November 27th, 1976. He took the world by storm when he played Steve Urkel on Family Matters. So Steve Urkel's 47 years old today. Sheesh. Actress Robin Givens was born today. She's 59 years old. She was briefly married to boxer Mike Tyson. And singer Eddie Rabbit was born today in 1941. Died in 1998. He wrote I Love a Rainy Night and Driving My Life Away. November 27th birthday locally for Kellen Nilsson. Hope you have a great day, Kellen. Weekend birthdays, we had a bunch of them. Zach Johnson, Christy Moore, Kristen Thane, Kent Green, Leslie Smith, Laura Butler, and a whole bunch more. Hope you had a great weekend. Our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab, a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call at 435-260-2808. And if you want to give a birthday shout-out, give us a call, 435-587-2277. Or email info@redrock92.com.
Very good. Thanks for those, Bill. Again, we got some quick words from some sponsors. Morning Show is sponsored by Energy Fuels, powering America's economy by producing many of the resources essential for clean energy. Morning Show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport You can book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. Again, we've also got the on-air job fair. That's job opportunities in the Red Rock listening area. Bill's got one new one, and then we've got the rest coming your way.
Canyonlands Care Center, Moab's senior care facility, is searching for RNs, LPNs, and CNAs. These are full-time positions with benefits. Come join an amazing and caring team. Contact Canyonlands Care Center at 435-719-4400 or stop by at 390 Williams Way, just behind the hospital in Moab. Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
LeGrand Johnson in Moab and Peak Ready Mix in Durango are hiring Ready Mix drivers. You must have a valid Class A or B CDL license and a med card. $24 to $27 an hour, depending on experience, with competitive pay and amazing benefits. Text 385-415-2535 or apply at peakreadymix.com. San Juan County has openings in a number of positions, including planning and zoning administrator, health educator in the public health department, and light equipment operators. Other positions include Children's Justice Center director, prosecutorial assistant, and corrections officer, in addition to part-time senior center aides, community marking coordinator, and EMTs. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Perron role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available, including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more. Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289. The Utah Department of Health and Human Services Division of Child and Family Services has multiple positions for qualified candidates to work in the Moab and Blanding area for senior assistant caseworkers, caseworkers/social service workers, and a licensed clinical therapist. Come join a team to help keep our children safe by connecting families to resources and services designed to strengthen families. For more information, visit www.dcfs.utah/gov. under the About tab today. Triple J Construction is looking for experienced construction hands. Pay is $30 to $50 an hour, depending on construction knowledge and experience. Please call 435-259-9988 or email office@triplejmoab.com. Lisbon Valley Mine has a number of open positions, including mechanics, senior mine engineer, and chief mine engineer. Lisbon Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits, including medical, dental, vision, holiday pay, referral bonuses, and paid time off. To apply, send a resume to applications@lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to www.lisbonmine.com.
Lisbonvalleymining.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle, Utah. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments, including Director of Nursing, Operating Room RN, and Registered Nurse. They're also seeking a Radiology Ultrasound Tech and Food Services Associate. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Get a beautiful smile and a healthy one too with the help of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Hi, I'm Dr. Daniel Cowley, owner of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Having a beautiful smile is a great reason to get braces, but there are many other reasons for considering orthodontic treatment. Proper orthodontic treatment prevents future dental problems such as uneven wear on teeth, speech difficulties, problems chewing, and even health problems like sleep apnea. A beautiful and healthy smile is what you get from Castle Valley Orthodontics. Call us today for a free consultation at 435-637-2222.
This is a holiday howdy to the Four Corners from Moab Pawn and Gun. Come on down all season long for some unusual and helpful Christmas gifts from our wall-to-wall collection. Moab Pawn and Gun has musical instruments, tools, guns, and much more. Moab Pawn and Gun behind Rick's Glass in unit number 7 at 1030 Bowling Alley Lane. Moab Pawn and Gun also cashes checks.
For the past 16 years, residential construction has been our focus at Lee Contracting. Specializing in remodels and additions, we can take your house from ground to finish. Enthusiastic supporters of high school sports, give us a call at 435-459-1314.
Get thanks grilling this month with Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez, where friends don't let friends bake a turkey. Check out the red hot buys on Traeger, Weber, Big Green Egg, and Bayou Classic grills, smokers, and fryers. Kick it up a notch with sales on Chefs and Bayou Brine mixes. Plus, Choice Building Supply is your holiday headquarters with everything you need to wrap your home in the spirit of the season. All that and lots more this month at Choice Building Supply, Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Fall in love with your internet and spend more time doing what you love this season with Emery Telcom. As always, there are no term contracts with Emery Telcom, and you get free installation and equipment. Plus, qualifying homes can save up to $30 off their monthly bill, and all new customers get their first 2 months free. Give Emery Telcom a call right now, 298-8023 in San Juan County, 259-8521 in Moab, or visit emerytelcom.com. Emery Telcom, your local advantage.
Red Rock 92 High School Sports, I'm Rhett Siffer. It was a very nice Thanksgiving for the Mancos football team. They won their first ever 8-man Colorado State Championship with a 40-0 beatdown of the Haxton Fighting Bulldogs on Friday. The Blue Jays shut out 6 of their last 7 opponents this season and finished with a 12-1 record. Congratulations to the Mancos players and coaches on an outstanding season and your first ever state title. We're gearing up for a mind-bogglingly busy weekend as Colorado winter sports teams get underway and join already active teams in Utah. There are 4 events to get us started on Tuesday. The Monticello and Grand County boys and girls basketball teams will square off, the boys in Moab and the girls in Monticello. You'll hear the boys game live right here in our first high school hoops broadcast of the season with streaming video on StreamUtah.live. The Dolores boys are the first Colorado team to get underway Tuesday night when they travel to Ouray for a matchup with the Trojans, and the San Juan girls will host the Page Sand Devils. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Monday, November 27th, 2023, 9:43 a.m. Quick word from a sponsor. Morning Show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport to Salt Lake City International Airport. You can book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. All right, that was a local sports report from Rhett Sifford. Let's take a look at the regional sports report. We'll start with the Denver Nuggets. And again, this is dating back to Wednesday was the last time we chatted with you. So let's take a look at a couple of games here. The Nuggets losing to Orlando on Wednesday and then losing to Houston on Friday. Sunday, they did get back in the win column over the San Antonio Spurs, 132-120. Nikola Jokic with 39 points. And the Nuggets are in Los Angeles tonight taking on the Clippers. That tips off at 8:30. Let's take a look next at the Utah Jazz. The Jazz suffered a loss to Portland on Wednesday, and then they beat the New Orleans Pelicans on Saturday, 105-100. Pretty even attack as Colin Sexton was the leading scorer with just 16 points. The Jazz host New Orleans tonight at 7 o'clock. Finally, we'll take a look at the Phoenix Suns. On Wednesday, they got a win over the Golden State Warriors, 123-115. They beat Memphis on Friday, 110-89. And then a great game yesterday. They got the buzzer beater, the Suns beating the Knicks, 116-113. Devin Booker with 28 points in that victory. So that's a look at the regional NBA teams. Let's take a look at football over the weekend. The Arizona Cardinals losing at home to the Los Angeles Rams, 37-14. But Denver, they keep it rolling. The Broncos getting the 29-12 victory over the Cleveland Browns.
Denver Broncos are on fire, man.
Yeah, they're on quite the streak.
And they gave up 70 points in one game against Miami earlier in the season. I think everyone just kind of wrote them off. But the last five games, they've given up 80 points over five games.
Yeah.
So, man, the defense has turned it around. And
yeah.
Anyway, they're fun to watch.
Yeah, they are. Five in a row. Well, again, that'll do it for the Regional Sports Report. Another quick word from a sponsor. Did you know San Juan County Clean Energy Foundation is investing in our community? Apply today at sanjuancountycleanenergy.org. Well, once again, that'll do it for the Regional Sports Report and with this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning. We look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Monday.